Hey you, welcome back to 21 and Up. My name's Amy.
I have to burp again.
And that's Destiny.
It passed, I'm good.
Okay, well, I'm really glad that you got to hear that part of our intro for today's episode. Setting the mood, really good.
We've got some great topics coming up today.
We decided to maybe be a little less serious, you know, not trying to give as much advice, even though, like, I am 22 now.
Basically, we just didn't prepare, so...
No. We thought long and hard about this game that we're going to play.
We did.
And we're going to play What's in My Bag?
You know, what a fun game. You could play this at parties, in the car, at your family's house.
It's really how you get to know someone. It all started because I was talking to Destiny before we hit the record button, and I said, oh, shoot, there is lasagna in my car left over from dinner last night.
I can't tell you how many times I've left leftovers in my car. Okay, I do have a funny story about leftovers in my car. So one night, my boyfriend and I went and got pizza. Well, we went back inside. I had a lot of to-go pizza in my car. Some leftovers, as some would call it. So I'm inside maybe like a couple hours, and I just get a hankering for pizza again. And I'm like, shoot, I left that to-go box in my car. Thankfully, I think it was cold outside.
Yeah, so
I'm
thinking my lasagna is probably fine, right?
Yeah.
It's like 40.
So I walk down the stairs and get the pizza. As I'm walking up the stairs, no, maybe I was walking down the stairs to get it. I trip and fell down the freaking stairs. Yeah, because I was going down. And literally, I tripped and fell. And thankfully, I was, like, on the last, like, 5 steps. But I hit the concrete, and it was the loudest thud. And it was right in front of someone's, like, apartment, like, doorstep.
Oh, no.
And I was so scared. They were going to, like, they heard my fall, and they were going to come outside and see me.
Covered in pizza?
Well, I didn't have my pizza yet. I think, no, because I was going to get my
pizza. I was picturing
pizza.
You had the pizza, and then it was, like, a movie. And you're like,
no, this was the worst part. Okay. So I literally, like, sprained my ankle, and I thought I broke it. And so I'm like, I can't get back up the stairs. So I texted my boyfriend in the apartment. I was like, come downstairs and get me. I was like, I have fallen down the stairs and I cannot get up.
And I can't get up.
And he comes down. I'm just like laying at the bottom of the stairs. And he's like, oh my God.
That's
and then
so
I was
dramatic.
Like, but then I was so concerned. I was like, I didn't get the pizza out of my car. It was rough.
But did you get the pizza at the end of it?
He carried me up the stairs back inside and he went and got the pizza. And then I ate my pizza.
So it was still fine. I'm really worried about this lasagna.
Honestly, I can't
really
do leftover lasagna.
I didn't want it in the first place. Like, it was like so much money for lasagna, and it was like the cheapest thing on the menu. And I was like, well, thank God it's a huge serving because it'll at least be my lunch tomorrow. And then I forgot to bring it inside with me. Because it was covered by all the candy.
Have you seen that meme? Oh my God, this is probably one of my favorite memes ever. It's a picture of someone's baby sonogram. And it's kind of has an orangey tone. I don't know where they got their sonogram at, but it looks funky. And their baby does not look like a baby.
Looks like a chicken nugget.
Someone commented on their, this is like a total random person. It was just a screenshot. Someone commented and they said, that lasagna looks crisp.
I have seen that.
The lady replied, she was like, that's my daughter. And I die every time I see that. Because it literally, it looks like a plate of lasagna, but it's her sonogram.
I'll send you a picture of my lasagna later if it's
that edible. Baby looks crisp.
Oh my God, ew. It's veggie lasagna. You can actually eat it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you for going vegetarian in 2018.
It was just cheaper than the meat option.
See, I appreciate that because there's so many places I go where the vegetarian option or just like, you know, you get a salad with no chicken. It's just as expensive as with the meat.
Yeah. Oh, that's dumb.
I'm like, what the heck? I'm not paying for lettuce. Like, you know, someone's paying for the chicken on here. Lettuce doesn't take that much processing. There's a lot to process a chicken.
Yeah. It takes a lot to process a chicken.
There's a lot of work that goes into that.
Yeah, because salmonella.
Ugh. That's why, thank
have
God,
you,
I don't eat
have you seen
meat.
That one about the person that's like, I made medium rare chicken on my Caesar salad. And someone's like, you have to cook that more. You're going to get salmonella. And they're like, no, it's not fish. people are smart.
Is that a Vine?
No, it's like a series of comments. Like they posted a picture of their like
oh, that's
clearly
so
undercooked chicken. They're like, I seared this chicken. It's medium rare. and it's just like quite raw.
That's hilarious. Speaking of Vine, that's what I did a lot over my break as well. I just watched like 100 hours of Vine compilations.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And now I can't stop.
Miss Keisha,
she's like, oh my gosh, you dead.
There was a tweet because you okay, the Kardashian Christmas photo doesn't have Kylie in it.
Where's Kylie?
She's pregnant, that's where. And this person like quoted the tweet and goes, Miss Kylie, oh my gosh, she's dead.
Oh my god, that Vine's like, oh, I've been watching like the same one over and over again, and it's literally called Vines That Keep Me From Ending It All.
Yes, I watched that one. Oh,
there's one that calls that says like Vines That Really Butter My Egg Roll.
You what?
Oh. Bring back Vine, please.
Hopefully. No,
they are.
I know.
Yeah. Hopefully that's a thing.
Let's start a Vine account.
Oh my god, we could become Vine famous.
Okay.
And then when that Vine ends, then we can go to YouTube and we'll get YouTube famous.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 2018, the year of getting famous. Like I'm back on it.
Like all the rest of the Vine stars.
Okay, let's play our game.
Okay. I'll let you go first.
Okay.
So we're just gonna pull out everything in our bag?
I don't know. I guess.
Yeah,
that's how the game goes. Okay. I'm going to draw at random here. The first thing that I found for you today is extra gum, long-lasting flavor polar ice.
Ooh.
There are three pieces, and the box is sufficiently beaten up.
It looks a little rough. Looks like it's been thrown around
a little bit. But the gum, still fresh.
I hate when you leave gum in your purse, and your purse smells like minty.
Why would you hate that?
I don't know, because sometimes my purse smells funky and it smells minty, but it also smells like other food I've had in there.
Good. I have some business cards of some advertising professionals that came and spoke to one of my classes.
Very nice.
I probably should email them. I want a job, but you know. And my Metro card from New York, like months ago.
Oh, wow.
Like this was in October.
You can put that in like a keepsake box.
I can keep it and I can reload it. It expires in November.
Oh, perfect.
But I don't think I'm going to go back to New York. I have, let me count them, 6 different lip products. Because you never know.
Just keep your whole
lipstick
collection in your bag?
Yeah. Oh, 7.
Oh. Okay, that reminds me. When I was in junior high, not even joking, my friends and I would almost have like this weird competition to see who could have the most like lip gloss in their purse.
Yeah, well, so what happens is I go out somewhere and I want to bring the lip gloss that I'm wearing so I can retouch it. And then I just don't take it out and then I go somewhere else and I'm like, oh, I don't want to wear a new lip gloss, whatever. So then I put that in my purse and I just have.
And then you just forget. I do that.
So now they just live in my purse and not even in my makeup bag. I also have some confetti from New Year's Eve.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, a lot of that. Need to throw that away. The worst smelling hand sanitizer in the world.
What scent is it?
So it's called Dazzling Diamond. Do diamonds have a scent?
I would think it would smell like really perfumey, like florally.
It's like if you melted, like you. Oh,
give me a smell.
It's if you concentrated like cherry chapstick, like 5 times. It's just very strong, and I don't know what to do with it.
I don't hate it.
I applied it in the car with my whole family, like 6 people stuffed in a car, on like a 30-minute drive when we were in New Jersey. Because it was the first time I was going to use it. I just knew it was sparkly. And I was like, yeah, clean, sparkly hands. And everyone wanted to shoot me because I stunk up the whole car with that very strong scent.
I don't think it smells that bad.
They all hated it.
Oh.
I'm telling you. I have a Polaroid picture.
Oh, cute.
From the birthday party I went to that time. Polaroid film.
Oh,
for my camera.
Do you have a Polaroid camera?
I got one for Christmas.
Oh,
that's so exciting.
I burped again. I'm sorry.
I was like, why did you suddenly get so quiet? a Tide to Go pen for life's mistakes because life's messy, you know?
You got to keep them white pants white.
Got to keep them white pants white. A necklace.
Are you proposing? Yeah, that's like a ring box.
No, it's a necklace. Okay, this is what happened. My grandmother gave me my birthday present, and she's like, Amy, this is for your birthday. And it was over Christmas, and I'm like, okay, awesome. And she hands me the bag. I have not even removed the tissue paper yet. And she goes, it's jewelry. And I'm like, a diva.
That's so funny.
I knew it was jewelry because my aunt sells jewelry. And I'm like, so that's just the gift we all get from my grandmother. But I'm like, you don't tell me what it is. She's like, it's jewelry. And then I get to the box. I haven't opened the box still. And she goes, it's your birthstone. I'm like,
that's hilarious.
So that's what this is.
Ooh, that's so funny.
My American Express card.
You just have that floating around in your purse?
It's in a pocket.
Okay.
Well, it's my gift card that I got.
That's
my Christmas bonus.
Yeah.
There's $10.88 left. And I was like, perfect. I'll use it on gas. And it doesn't work at the gas station.
Weird. Do you want to hear a funny story about my gift card?
You used it all at Sephora.
Okay. So I used most of it. And I think I had like $10 or $15 left on it. And I told at the Christmas party at my fiance's mom's family's house, we were drinking alcohol. And his sister, I dared her. She couldn't find a shot glass. And she was drinking Fireball. And so dared her to drink a shot of Fireball out of a Hawaiian roll. So we made a shot glass.
I saw that on your story.
We made a shot glass out of a Hawaiian roll. And then I was like, oh, crap, I don't have any, because I told her I'd give her $10. And then I was like, oh, crap, I don't have $10, so here's the rest of my gift card. And now that I think I should have $20 on it.
Oh.
Merry Christmas to her.
Honestly, that was a major loss on your part. Like, I would take a shot out of a roll for free. I love bread. The best food.
But Fireball?
I think that might be the best thing to go in it, because it's, I don't know, some more garbage is in here. That's good.
What's a garbage?
You know, garbage.
Oh.
But in French.
I was like, what is that?
Yeah. And my wallet. Which we don't need to go through my wallet. It's just receipts.
Well,
that's my bag.
You really don't carry around that much stuff.
I think if I had a bigger bag,
yeah,
it'd be worse.
Okay. Well, then let's go with mine. Wallet. There's just a lot of empty gift cards in there.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, I found some jewelry, too. Sorry.
Interrupting.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be honest. I don't want people to think I'm lying to them and hiding my items.
Okay, so we've got some dirty, scratched-up sunglasses from Target.
Ooh.
That are ruined now because I don't have a case, but they were only $10. That's okay. Ooh, I have my camera. I purchased before Christmas for myself a Canon G7X camera because I want to do like some videography.
Ooh.
And I researched and read this camera was good for that.
Is that what you film your YouTube videos on?
It's not.
Oh, my friend has that camera.
Yeah, it has a little flip up screen.
Yeah, you can take selfies on it and you know how cute you look.
It's a great selfie camera. And it's good to like, I got it because when we're going to be traveling this year, sometimes it's really annoying. So I do photography. And I have a big DSLR. And sometimes it's annoying to, like, carry that around with me places. So I got this little camera to take with me on my adventures. Okay. I have our flash drive. Not exciting. Ooh, I have this picture of me and Jay at his company Christmas party from last January.
Are you kissing?
No. We're holding up funny signs.
That's good.
And making double chins.
Kissing's gross.
God, don't kiss. I also have a towel to go pin.
Oh my gosh, we're both so clean.
Okay. It stinks so bad. Smell yours.
Okay, well, I just put on that bad hand sanitizer, so I think my...
Ugh.
Can you smell my hands?
My Tide to Go pin... No, my Tide to Go pins always stink.
I can't open it. My hands are too slippery.
Oh my God. Mine opens so easily.
Well, I just... I can't do it. Help me.
Oh, my God. Mine stinks so bad. Does yours stink?
I can't. It doesn't smell like anything.
Oh,
is this going to get me high?
No, mine literally just smells like butt. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting a funky one, or maybe they expire.
I think I'm high.
Oh, my God. Ooh, I have a bottle of mace.
Because, that's good.
You know.
I think I really...
Safety first.
I huffed too much of that.
You wafted too much of the Tide to Go pin?
Yeah.
I have a business card. Don't know what this is from or where it's from, and I don't care. Probably need to throw it away. have a Stockyards rodeo receipt.
Was that fun?
Ticket.
How long ago was it?
That was last August.
Okay, yeah, so good.
It's a long time ago. oh, I have a movie ticket for The Greatest Show on Earth.
No, The Greatest Showman.
Well, they have that song like, this is the greatest show.
I haven't seen it yet.
Amy, honey, what is you doing?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's so good.
Okay.
So good.
I want to go.
Highly, highly recommend that
movie. I asked my sister if she would go with me, and she's like, I mean, I want to see it, but it's not on the top of my list.
Well, I would go see it again. So if you really can't find anyone, I'll go with you because I would see it 2 times. Mm. I have my insurance card that really needs to be in my car, not in my purse.
I don't even think I have mine in my car.
I have a...
I'll get it when I go home.
AA battery.
For what purpose?
You never know when you're going to need a AA battery.
Usually you need 2, though.
I think I have. Oh, I do have 2.
Okay, that's good.
2 AA batteries. I have some salt packets for when someone's being really salty. I just throw salt on them. Or when you need some salt on your popcorn. Oh, look, I have my number from White Elephant from the Kid Craddock Christmas party.
Oh, yay. Do you think we get to go again in 2018?
Probably not.
I'm going to show up anyway.
I want to invite myself. Yeah. Okay, so
I'll be someone's date.
2 liquid lipsticks.
Only 2? Ugh, amateur.
Oh, just kidding. 3.
Okay.
And they're all nudes and a berry. I have a contact case with some crusty contacts in there.
Crusty is such a gross word.
That is a gross word. I have some Sudafed. Nasal decongestant.
That's good. It's flu season.
It is. And I'm terrified I'm going to get the flu.
Want some of my hand sanitizer?
I might need it. I have a eyebrow pencil that's really not even my color.
Oh,
I think I bought it thinking it was the right color and it's not.
Is it too dark or too light?
Definitely too dark. Do you want it?
Maybe. Can I see it?
Never been used.
Do I need to pay you for it?
It's literally an elf. Eyebrow pencil is like $2.
Ooh, there's some nice.
There's some hair on there.
Tangled in the brush. Just really want to paint the picture for all you guys listening.
My hair falls
some
out a
beautiful
lot.
Beautiful blonde destiny locks.
Do apologize.
Are there any split ends on here?
Probably. I have a picky. Burt's Bees strawberry chapstick. Gosh,
Burt's Bees is the best. Save the bees.
I have a Malin and Gout's mojito lip balm.
Will that get you drunk?
I wish.
This might be my color.
It's pretty dark. It's like dark brown.
I have dark eyebrows.
Yeah, you do.
But you know what? They're like really thin. Like not thin shaped, but like amount of hair, I think.
Mm.
So sometimes at nighttime when I take pictures with flash, you can't tell I have eyebrows. They like disappear. It's so weird.
That was mine before I got on microbladed.
Ooh, should I do it?
Microblade your eyebrows?
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts.
Oh, no.
It's literally getting a tattoo on your face. But
it'll sound like I'm in a gang.
I think it was worth it.
Okay.
But it also kind of sucks because when you put foundation on and you cake as much makeup on as your face as I do, then they literally just like, it's like covering a tattoo. So you still have to fill them in a little bit.
Mm. Hence the pencil.
Right.
I'm going to use this. Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday. Thank you. Oh my gosh, you got me a birthday present.
Happy birthday.
Eyebrow pencil.
$3 elf eyebrow pencil. That's too like dark elf. For me. I do like elf. They have some good products. Ooh, I have a Luoctane, almond oil lotion.
Mm. Do they milk the almond for that?
Yeah, they take the almond's boobs and they milk it and then you get a lotion. I kind of just have a Benadryl because I have allergic reactions sometimes.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I have more salt packets.
And oh my gosh!
And some pennies. And oh, I have some fortunes. Let me read you these fortunes.
Do you know when they're from? Do you have any idea?
No.
Okay.
But the Chinese word for February is Yir Yul.
What?
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that.
I think you didn't even say anything.
You.
Oh.
And this one says, bide your time, for success is near.
Ah!
I kept it.
The year of fame.
Yeah. So go subscribe to my YouTube channel. Ooh, this one, I got both of these on the same day, so tell me if that's weird. An unexpected event will bring you riches, which is kind of scary. An unexpected event, like, What's gonna happen?
You're not expecting to be discovered.
And the Chinese word for winter is dong tian, in case you're wondering.
I know so much now. Okay, there's still an elf on the shelf in this studio. And when I look up, it just scares the crap out of me.
I literally, earlier when you were taking a video, I could not figure out what you were videoing.
It's the elf.
And I was like looking on the wall.
Santa's little helper. And I'm like, are you already on the watch for the nice, naughty nice list of 2018? Because I just need you to chill. It's still January.
I'm going to go ahead and clean out my purse while I'm here.
Yeah, it's a good game. It serves two purposes.
There just happens to be a trash can underneath me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to throw my trash away.
I also have some Hubba Bubba watermelon strawberry gum, empty gum wrappers. That was probably one of the most interesting podcasts.
Honestly, I had a really nice time.
What do you think your bag tells about you?
I think it tells that, one, we have nice taste in Black Kate Spade bags. We have, like, the same brand. It tells that I really don't like to go with dry lips.
Very true.
That's about it.
I think mine really tells that I'm terrible at cleaning out my purse, and sometimes I just shove stuff in there.
Yeah, I have a lot of jewelry that I've, like, taken off.
And I obviously don't care for my sunglasses because I just throw them in my bag and they get all scratched up and dirty. And I also have a pair of headphones that I always bring. Ew, there's earwax in. And I don't know if it's mine because these might have been Jace's earphones. But only one of the ears works.
So throw them away.
Yeah, I should. But they're
we're not settling this year.
They're the last earphones I have left with the regular plug. Because, you know, the new iPhones come with the new...
Yeah, like the lightning thing.
Whatever. Mm-hmm.
I got a pair of Bluetooth headphones for Christmas. I have to burp. Why are we so burpy today?
The year of burps.
But, yeah, so I don't know what to do with them other than, like, obviously they work on my phone and stuff, but, like, my laptop, I don't think they connect.
Really?
I was trying to use them on the plane, and I couldn't find, like, a Bluetooth setting on my laptop.
Oh. Yeah, you went to New Jersey. How was that?
I mean, it was fine. It was really cold. It was, like, 10 degrees, and...
I have to burp again.
Oh, my gosh! I just thought... I have a really big family, and so we do, like, second Christmas with them and do, like, a family white elephant, but not like... white elephant style where it's gag gifts. It's like,
yeah, like good.
Actual presents. Yeah. So it's like the men do a gift and the girl do a gift. And it's just fun. My uncle had a really nice little bar set up. He was like beaming with pride that he could barbecue and be a bartender. It's like his dream to open a barbecue bar restaurant. I don't know. But we had some really nice ribs, which you can't enjoy, but still. And some cocktails, and yeah, it's really good to see everyone.
Sounds lovely. Is it New Jersey's up by New York, right?
Yeah.
Did you go to the city?
Not this time. We were there for a really short amount of time. Because now, every year that we go, everyone's getting older and has real jobs and stuff and just other plans.
Yeah.
And so we just have to make it happen. We have to get together, but we can't really enjoy our time as much.
Yeah, sad.
That's fine.
Did you fly to Newark?
Yes.
We went through there last time we went to Europe. Worst airport ever.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the summer. Was it? Anyways, it was like April or March, so it was warm here.
Okay.
The airport was like 8,000 degrees. It was so hot. It was ridiculous.
I'm just used to it, I guess.
And they took my freaking barbecue sauce. So we just got back from Ireland. And when I was in the Dublin airport, I bought some Guinness barbecue sauce for my grandma.
Duty free.
Yeah, and they, like, package it up. They're like, yeah, this is totally fine to take through the airport. Those people at the Newark airport, I'm going through security, and I had, like, three of these barbecue sauces.
Someone's taking a picture outside.
Ooh, of us?
I don't know. I can't tell. I'm sorry. Continue your story.
And they took all three bottles. They were like, these contain explosive chemicals. And
yeah, I was
like,
my sauce is gonna explode on the plane.
I'm usually a really nice person. Like, I do not give people crap. I flipped out. I was like, are you getting me? I was like, that's my barbecue sauce. I was like, I knew you're just gonna take it back there and you're gonna eat it.
Oh my gosh, you're so Texan.
Yeah, I was really upset. And now I don't freaking have. I've never had Guinness barbecue sauce because next time I'll have to buy it and just put it in my packed suitcase.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They took my toothpaste.
Oh.
That's easier to replace than your Guinness barbecue sauce.
I know. But. Like, where the heck am I going to find Guinness barbecue sauce around here?
Order on Amazon.
It's not the same.
I don't know. Okay, I'm sorry. And that's it for what's in my bag. I think we're going to try and play that game I mentioned a few weeks ago, or a few episodes ago at this point. Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called WTF, and it's basically Never Have I Ever, but oh, okay. A drinking game version. So I think we're going to try and get out of the studio, go on a little field trip sometime soon, and get some friends together and play this game.
Field trip.
Because it's fun when we play games, I think. I don't know.
I like playing games. Very fun. Reveals a lot about ourselves.
Yeah. Our true colors come out. Yeah. We'll see how this goes.
Well, anyways, thank you so much for listening. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram at 21 and odd.
What?
I cannot speak. Use your words, Des. At 21 and up podcast.
Comment on our stuff, dude.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Yeah. We're trying to get our engagement up.
Yeah.
We want to know what you guys are doing. And yeah, we care
about
you.
I'm not trying to yell at you. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Just go follow us. And also subscribe to our podcast, obviously on Google Play and Apple Podcasts and Audio Boom and anywhere else you can find podcasts.
We're not on Spotify. So don't go there. I know. No.
Oh.
So don't go there.
Boycott Spotify.
I mean, but don't. Okay.
Anyways, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a beautiful day.